USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In the headlines this hour, four people killed in Chicago at Mercy Hospital, located on the south side of the city. Police say a female worker wearing scrubs gunned down in the parking lot by a 32-year-old man who was her ex. He shoots her six times, three times in the chest. The gunman then goes into the hospital and continues to shoot 32 rounds. Another person is killed inside the building, along with a police officer, and the gunman also killed.
So we have four deceased individuals, police officer, two female staff employees at the hospital, and the offender.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.
He and his partner were actually doing something else and responded to the officer needs assistance called.
And the police superintendent telling reporters,
there's no doubt in my mind that all those officers that responded were heroes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
It's almost that time to get in on a great bargain. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With Black Friday sales starting earlier and earlier, many retailers are offering even deeper price cuts this year. Personal finance website WalletHub took a look at some of the places where you can get the best discounts. I had a chance to chat with Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst with WalletHub, and she shares some of the best places to shop on Black Friday.
This year, the top five start off with Belk, more of a regional retailer, but always available online, JCPenney, Stage, Kohl's, and number 4, and New York and Company at number 5. All of those discounts go anywhere from 55% off all the way to about 70% off.
Tis the sound of the season. President Trump and First Lady Melania kicking off the holidays as the White House Christmas tree delivered to D.C. The president pointing to the tree and giving it a thumbs up. The tree north of 19 feet from a tree farm in North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Health news now. There's a new treatment for people who have peanut allergies, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
While it's not a cure, the experts say it has helped two-thirds of the children who took part in the study be able to eat at least two peanuts with no ill effects. While that might not sound like much, they say it could potentially let kids with the debilitating allergy not have to worry about it. Occasional exposure to peanuts. The details of the months-long treatment program were published on Sunday in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study carried out at the Arkansas Children's Hospital gradually exposed allergy sufferers to increasing amounts of a peanut powder. Some participants experienced stomach cramps, and others did get allergy symptoms during the treatment, but their tolerance was eventually increased. The treatment is currently awaiting FDA evaluation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to your money. So how much are you paying at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday and long weekend ahead.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.